World Immunization Week is celebrated at the end of April with the aim of highlighting collective action and to promote the use of vaccines to protect people of all ages against diseases. The World Health Organization collaborates with countries worldwide in obtaining the necessary guidance and technical support needed to establish effective immunization programs. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says communities have to be informed on vaccine-preventable diseases.
World Immunization Week is a reminder of the life-saving power of vaccines. 50 years ago, in 1974, WHO launched the expanded program on immunization, bringing countries together to provide children everywhere with vaccines. Since then, vaccination has saved an estimated 154 million lives from diseases like measles, tetanus, diphtheria, and pneumonia. Thanks to vaccination, an infant born today is 40% more likely to survive to their first birthday than they were 50 years ago.
The WHO African region says the continent still lags compared to other regions of the world in access to vaccines. About 1 in 5 African children do not receive all the necessary and basic vaccines. Harold Kipchumba, a 62-year-old Kenyan, is a polio survivor, a condition that can only be fought through immunization. He advocates for mass inoculation. He says his condition is as a result of negligence and lack of information.
Coming from a superstitious society then, people thought maybe I was being bewitched. But with time, the doctors confirmed that I had contracted polio, and sadly there was nothing more that could be done, and there was no treatment. So as I grew up and I was in school, and later learned that I got polio because of having missed in the vaccination, I thought it's high time that no other parent should remain ignorant or not informed.
Over 30 million children under the age of 5 in Africa still suffer from vaccine-preventable diseases. Among them, more than 500,000 children succumb to these illnesses every year, accounting for about 58% of all vaccine-preventable deaths globally. According to WHO, while more than 4 million more children were vaccinated globally in 2022 compared to 2021, there were still 20 million children who missed out on one or more of their vaccines. Tedros says conflicts, economic hardships, and rise in vaccine hesitancy are some of the threats to efforts to reach children.
Old killers like measles and diphtheria are resurging. This World Immunization Week, WHO is calling on governments to reverse this trend with renewed political commitment, sustainable funding, integrated planning, community engagement, and research and development. We can show it's humanly possible to give the life-saving power of vaccines to every child.
The WHO says at the moment immunization prevents between 3.5 to 5 million deaths every year from diseases like diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, and measles. For the past 50 years, the expanded program on immunization has focused on protecting all children against 6 childhood illnesses. Today, the number of recommended vaccines has increased to 13, with 17 more vaccines that are recommended based on specific circumstances. Reporting for VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jambo in San Francisco.